preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Peter travels everywhere, preaching the good news, healing the sick, and raising those who had died back to life. And everywhere he goes, many people become believers. A captain in the Roman army named Cornelius and his whole family are religious and worship God. He does much to help the Jewish poor people, and while he is praying, he has a vision in which he sees an angel of God who comes to him and calls his name. The angel tells him God is pleased with his prayers and works of charity and is ready to answer him. He tells Cornelius to send some men to Peter and invite him to come to your house and hear what he has to say. Peter has just had a vision from God telling him not to consider anything unclean that God has declared clean, and then tells him not to hesitate about going with the men who have been sent to him. Peter goes with him, along with some of the Jewish believers, to the house of Cornelius. When Peter gets there, Cornelius tells him about his vision and says, "You have been good enough to come, and now we are all here in the presence of God, waiting to hear anything that the Lord has instructed you to say." Peter begins to speak. "I now realize that it is true that God treats everyone on the same basis. Whoever fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him, no matter what race he belongs to." Then Peter preaches the good news about Jesus, and while he is speaking, the Holy Spirit comes down on all those who are listening to his message. The Jewish believers who have come with Peter are amazed that God poured out his gift of the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles, for they were speaking in strange tongues and praising God's greatness. Peter spoke up, "These people have received the Holy Spirit, just as we did. Can anyone stop them from being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ with water?" And so the Gentiles were baptized that day. When the church at Jerusalem heard about the Gentiles receiving the Holy Spirit, they criticized Peter, saying, "You were a guest in the home of uncircumcised Gentiles, and you even ate with them." Then Peter tells them all that happened, and then he says, "I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' It is clear that God gave those Gentiles the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I then to try to stop God?" When they hear this, they stop their criticism, praising God and saying, "God has given to the Gentiles also the opportunity to repent and live." More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 32, through chapter 11, verse 18.